and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Josh.
This is our third podcast.
I know, it's awesome. We're really doing it now.
This is
like an actual thing.
It is. I tell people I have a podcast.
I tell everyone I have a podcast. I see people on the street, I'm like, hey, I have a podcast. You should listen to it.
That's what LA is like for a non-LA listener.
But we actually have a lot of non-LA listeners. Our podcast, well, I like to tell everyone our podcast took off in Germany, but basically a bunch of robots from Germany, like, happened upon our site.
No, we don't know. They could be real people. It's just hard to tell if they're robots or people.
You never know. Well, we know that there's at least one person, because we got rated on our first two episodes.
Yes, in a German podcasting directory, we got, our first episode got 3 stars, and our second episode got 5 stars.
Which makes me feel a little bit better about it. I'm glad you didn't just give us 5 stars on both of them, because the first one was definitely not a 5-star podcast.
We're learning!
And it makes me feel like this person actually took the time to listen to both. I was like, oh, these guys are getting better.
Right. Continue on. I think it was probably my Hitler comments last week.
The Germans are like, oh, well, in the first one, you know, she wouldn't have sex with Bane, but in the second one, it sounded like she might have sex with Hitler. So.
No, German fans, do not leave us.
No, we're sorry. We're sorry. We apologize. Now we get a 1 on this, but that guy rates this one a 1 after that comment. Or he's just excited we talked about him.
But yeah, so this week we're doing the Kardashians, which I'm super excited about. I love the Kardashians.
I would be more excited if we were actually doing the Kardashians.
I would not.
But yeah, I guess I can get excited about hypothetically talking about it too.
Oh yeah, and just like randomly, this worked out that today, we're doing this on August 19th, is the 1-year-long anniversary, what would have been the anniversary of Kim and her husband, but they're divorced now. Or they're not even divorced.
No, this is the 1-year anniversary. They're together in a horrible marriage. This is so horrible. It sounds better than most marriages.
No, they're divorced, dude.
They're divorced.
Yeah, they got married a year ago today, and they got divorced after 72 days.
But are they, I thought the divorce wasn't final.
They're still working through all.
They've been trying to get divorced longer than they were actually married.
He's trying to get an annulment because she did it for ratings only, and she wants a divorce, and she's like, I loved you. But he knows what's up. Like, it's all a charade. But just...
I mean, did he not know what was up when he married her?
Well, was he just, like, seriously, did her vagina, like, suck him in like a fucking vortex? Like, but wait, just to
put it... It wouldn't be the first time a vagina has sucked someone in like a vortex.
To put it in perspective... Chris and Kim were married for 72 days and have taken the next 10 months and are still working and getting divorced. So that's 5 times longer than they are married, they're being divorced. To put that in perspective, it's like if my parents, who have been married for 30 years, got divorced today, and they were working in their divorce proceedings for the next 150 years. That's what the ratio is like.
Still lasts longer than a majority of my relationships.
72 days. Yeah, so anyway, I love the Kardashians. Now, I have watched not all of the show, but good chunks of it. I've watched a lot of the Khloe and Kourtney in Miami. I watched some of the New York. I haven't seen any of Khloe and Lamar, but I keep up to date. I know what's happening.
I watched the free minute-long videos on their website this week in preparation for this. I am not a big reality TV fan.
This is going to be the opposite. But luckily, they do involve all the people that they fuck are like
are sports
athletes.
Stars. So I know about all of them.
You're not completely out of your own.
In fact, I'd probably have sex with more of them than the girls on the show, just out of fandom and be like, oh, I had sex with Lamar Odom.
It's a story.
It's just, I did it for the story.
Okay, so let's start off with the big name. Obviously, I got to ask you, what are your views on Kim Kardashian?
I mean, what can I say? Any man who says they don't want to have sex with Kim Kardashian is either a liar or gay. Coincidentally, any man who says they want to have sex with the other two is also either a liar or gay. No, so, I mean, Kim is like who would I be to sit here and say I don't want to have sex with someone that's good enough for Kanye West?
Right.
Let's get real. She's hot.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
She's a gorgeous, gorgeous, voluptuous woman, and I would be ecstatic to have sex with her. I'd probably be too ecstatic to have sex with her. That's really the problem.
Yeah, in Tina Fey's book, they talk about
Bossy Pants.
Yes, good job.
There you go, Tina Fey. Now you owe us.
Yeah. I accept a writing job. but she says that, like, she's, like, talking about how, like, when she was young, everyone was expected to be blonde and waspy. And then now, like, people say, like, with the entrance of, like, J-Lo and Beyonce, that, like, it's like, oh, all bodies are accepted, but really you're supposed to have all of it, like, to be blonde and super big curves. And she says that the person who closest fits that is Kim Kardashian, out of, like, the impossible American beauty standards. Yeah, Kim. Okay, well, let's go through the sisters, I feel like. Well, I guess we can go, or do you want to ask me one?
Well, okay, I mean, Kim Kardashian, I guess we'll go with Chris Humphries. Now, is Chris Humphries, well, right, we'll just go with Chris Humphries. I'm curious what your feelings
the
are.
The ex-husband. Or soon-to-be ex-husband. Yeah, okay,
the ex
so
thing.
I'm really confused by Kim's choice to even get with Chris Humphries at all, much less move it into marriage zone.
Right, he's not even, like, that famous now. Like,
because,
like,
yeah.
Why did you choose to use this guy?
Right. Also, like, if you're going to, if you watch the show, the hugest dynamic on the show is Kim constantly saying that she's better than her two sisters. And it's like the two sisters.
Is she constantly saying that?
She's, like, proving it by her actions.
Well, she, I mean, come on, who are we kidding? Who would watch that show if Kim Kardashian wasn't on it?
I don't know. Yeah, no, there's no way that the family could have ever gotten famous without her, for sure. Like, without her, she's the centerpiece.
Her and
Chloe's
Ray,
like,
J.
A fork or something. Yeah.
without Ray J and Kim, there would be no Kardashians.
But, like, that's the whole show, is, like, Kim's just, it'll be, like, you know, Courtney and Chloe, like, have, like, a barbecue, and Kim's like, I don't want to come, I'm too busy. That's the whole show. And so why would she marry someone that's ostensibly less successful and less hot than both of the other sisters? Like, boyfriends.
Interesting.
He's the worst. He looks like an idiot, too. He looks like a really hot Frankenstein.
A really hot Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I like that. Now, something that kind of bothers me a little bit. Now, you know, I hate reality TV. I think it's the bane of society. But it still does kind of irk me that everyone calls the Kardashians stupid and talentless. And the reason I feel this is, like, people say that they're stupid and talentless, but are we really any smarter or more talented? I mean, we're just sitting here spending our day talking about who we would hypothetically sex with. They're out there actually having sex with them.
Right.
I feel like they win. They outsmart us. I would release a sex tape if it would get me that many viewers.
Absolutely.
I would release a sex tape just to have sex. I think it was kind of a brilliant move.
I'm trying to imagine a world where, like, Kristen Wiig got famous because she released a sex tape. Or, like, Tina Fey. Like, doesn't really happen for female comedians. This is not an option.
You have to be voluptuous.
You really have to just, like, turn into slutbag. That's your only... You can rise to
fame
with slutbag.
Because she was a... Because she was a rich prostitute. I mean, not prostitute. She was a rich porn star. She becomes super famous and respected.
Well, and you also get to act like you're ashamed of it. You're like, oh no, it's my worst mistake.
It's the worst mistake that ever made me super rich
super
and famous.
Rich and famous.
I shouldn't have ever. If I could go back and change anything.
If this voice alone could have made me get famous, I would have just talked more. But I had to show my vagina.
What is Kanye doing? No, I get what Kanye is doing. I fucking love Kanye. I would have sex with Kanye. What about you? You like Kanye? I mean, Kanye is...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He actually has talent. Like, he produces interesting
unbelievable
music.
Unbelievable music.
Yeah.
The dude is so arrogant, but walks the walk. I mean...
Right.
There's
right.
something to be said for being a little more humble, but at least he doesn't bullshit you. At least, like, with Kanye, you get who Kanye is.
Yeah, you know, he's being honest.
More honest than any of them.
Than the Kardashians?
Yeah.
I feel like the Kardashians, are they really trying to say they're anything besides...
Well, I'm just saying that I shouldn't have done the sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have married Chris Humphries.
I didn't do it for money.
I loved him.
Like, I think the most awkward part about that whole thing is that at some point, like, Kim and Chris had to be alone. And, like, not without the cameras. There was at least a 10-minute period in that entire engagement wedding where there was 10 minutes with no cameras, and then she had to keep on acting it up. Like, do you think she just, like, was like, oh, finally they're gone, and, like, takes off her makeup and starts chain-smoking, and then it's just like, fuck you, Chris, don't touch me off camera. Or, like, no, she had to keep up the lie. But I like Kanye. I definitely... I'd do Kanye, yeah. Yeah, he. I mean, you know, Aziz Ansari. I can meet him through Kanye West.
I feel like the Kardashians are a little bit racist because have they dated any white guys?
Well, yeah. Well, that brings us to Courtney.
Courtney's married to.
Well, not married. Just in like an 8-year-long relationship.
Who is that guy?
Scott. He's a nothing.
Scott. He's nothing.
He's nothing. I just watched their Oprah interview.
He's just a scumbag.
He's terrible. He's the worst. He's like American Psycho, but doesn't actually murder anyone. Just kind of sits around.
Well, we don't know if he's murdered anyone. They've probably murdered. There's been a murder in that family somewhere.
Yeah, well, OJ's wife.
So he's not related to any of them.
You skipped over my hilarious
I was always curious. Again, I don't watch the show. I'm like, this is like a learning experience for me as well. But I was always curious. He's not related to Bruce. It's not like he's the other Jenner dude's son and they're dating and the mom is...
No. Jenner has his kids, his whole white kids from another marriage, and they, like, pop
from another marriage. How long has Jenner been with the mom?
For a long time. Since, I mean, those girls they have together are, like, 16.
So those are their girls together.
The two
Those are Kardashian half-sisters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they're Jenners.
Exactly. Yeah, huh. Kendall and Kylie.
I could be down with Jenner's kids once they're of age. I mean, they're like a respectable athlete's children.
They're also beautiful. Both of them are just consistently.
They're probably going to end up being better looking than Kim. I mean, I feel like the gene pool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's just something so remarkably amazing about her curvaciousness. Like, really, I'm hard pressed to think of more attractive people, more sexually attractive people. There are definitely more attractive human beings, but more sexually attractive people in the world right now.
I think we should talk about the two saddest Kardashians, which, if you couldn't piece it together from your limited knowledge, are, out of the girls, definitely Khloe.
Horrible relationship.
No. Courtney is the oldest.
Courtney.
Scott's bad.
Khloe's married to Lamar Odom.
Yes, but she's
ugly.
What's
Lamar Odom doing?
I mean, I see, like, they're definitely going to have the only
happy
marriage.
Lamar Odom's so depressed all the time. Such a head case on the basketball court.
No, oh, yeah, really.
He has to be disappointed. He has to be disappointed with which Kardashian he married. I feel like it was, like in old times when Lamar Odom, like, came to the Kardashian father and was like, I want to marry your daughter. Meaning Kim's like, oh, well, you do this for me and I will let you have her hand in marriage. And then they meet and they're standing at the altar and she's got the veil over her face and she pulls it up and it's Khloe, but he's already stuck marrying her. And he's like, oh, work for another 7 years and then you can marry Kim, too. Multiple wives.
He cackles and disappears into smoke. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's heartbreaking to be Khloe Kardashian because your entire life is not being hot enough. No matter what. Like, the thing is that she's the only one that's nice or funny or interesting at all.
I know nothing about them. I just wouldn't have sex with her because she's... like a Kardashian. Not interested in having sex with someone because they're a Kardashian.
Right.
Only because they're disgustingly attractive. Otherwise, they're annoying as shit.
Well, what do you think about...
I can't handle that kind of a high maintenance.
No. It's terrible.
I just can't handle that.
I mean, they don't even leave the house without like 10 hours of makeup.
Jesus Christ.
But okay, so what do you think about Courtney? So Courtney is the one with Scott. There's Kim we already covered. And Khloe is the ugly one. Courtney is the oldest one.
The one that just had a baby.
Yes.
She seems like a whole mess of trouble. I'm not trying to get into it. I feel like via the things going on in her life, she's got to have a lot of insecurities going on.
Right.
She's with this horrible dude.
Yeah,
she's popping out babies.
Yeah.
I don't know much about her, but when she had her baby, I did write some hilarious tweets.
Oh, yeah?
That I wanted to plug.
Okay.
Plug my Twitter feed on the show for a second, at the Edelmeister.
Oh, lovely.
With these hilarious Kardashian tweets. Ready for them?
I am.
Oh man, this is going to be the low point of our show today.
It's okay, because as few Twitter followers as you have, this podcast has even fewer listeners.
And they're all following me on Twitter. They're all like, gotta listen to these again. This is when we lose half our viewership. All right. I don't feel bad making fun of Kourtney Kardashian's new baby girl because she won't understand any of my jokes. She being Kourtney Kardashian.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Kourtney Kardashian's new daughter is already rumored to be in a relationship with NBA forward Big Baby Glenn Davis.
From sports references.
Sports reference, Big Baby Glenn Davis. I thought that would be a funny sports pairing for her.
So now we're just explaining jokes on the podcast.
Kourtney Kardashian says delivering the baby was difficult, as baby Penelope was one of the biggest things to ever come out of her vagina.
Ew.
Maybe my personal favorite. The spokesperson for the Kardashians said they are planning to release a video of Penelope's birth in 1 month and a sex tape in 18 years.
That's good.
And scene.
I really wonder if we can have the Kardashians, can they successfully mate enough so that there is never a break in them being on the show? Because the three of them are going to get old, but then Kendall and Kylie are like, they're already 15, 16. They're ready
they're
to gonna take
They're going
to
be the hot ones. How's Kim gonna handle not being the hot
well.
One anymore?
Not well. She's gonna collapse and she'll never believe she's not the hot
Man,
one.
It's tough to be a woman when all you are is an attractive woman.
Oh yeah, and you got it for no reason and it leaves because of this reason you can't
control. I guess if your life is just being an attractive woman, that's kind of like just being a famous athlete because
right,
there's just
right,
an end.
Right.
No wonder they're with athletes because that's all they have.
Right,
they're
right,
only gonna peak for so long.
Right,
they
right.
might as well peak together.
It's all gonna crash and burn into nothingness. They're all gonna be in some shitty suburb in 10-15 years.
Have we even talked about who we'd have sex with on the show
just
yet? Have we just talked about this show? All right, so wait. I would have sex with Kim Kardashian.
Right. Would not
100%.
With Khloe.
Would not with Khloe.
What
would
about
not with,
Kourtney?
Well, I mean, if they were just lying there naked and were like, come have sex with me, what am I going to say no? As long as I have protection, I'm down to throw my hot dog down that hallway. But the two younger ones when they're of age. So I've pretty... Oh, and the mom.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
It's like I... When she was younger, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, she produced like, this, like, these great beauties, right?
And, I mean, I just feel like being with her could probably be great for my career.
Right, right, yeah.
But,
any of these people. Except, okay, also, okay, the other saddest Kardashian is Rob Kardashian. Like, they have
I didn't even
brother.
Know that there was
I
a Rob.
Know.
And the mom just hates him. I wish you were a girl.
I wish you were a beautiful lady.
I wish you were a beautiful lady.
Isn't it? I think that's
oh,
actually...
I just realized the other one I would have sex with is Kanye. Forgot to mention that. Add that one to our list. Okay.
This Rob is so sad. Because, like, can you imagine, like, everywhere growing up in America for years, little girls would want to be boys because you could, like, do things as a boy. You could be an astronaut. I feel like this is the only family where Rob has just gotta wish he had a pussy. He's just sitting there with no endorsements. He just his sisters have everything. They're on every magazine every month of the year, and no one even knows he's around. He's not even hot. Cause like I think the same genes that make like an amazing woman just make a kind of like bleh dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because like think about like some guy who's super hot because he's like very like muscular and very strong. The sister would also be like way too muscular and strong, and like she wouldn't be that hot. That's just like Rob is suffering.
Rob is just like curvy.
He's kind of doughy and like has a kind of cute face, but he's not hot. It's very sad. So
so
just
you wouldn't have
spoiled.
Sex with Rob.
I wouldn't.
He's not attractive.
He's cute, but he's not like anywhere. You wouldn't say he's hot.
And what does he do? Does he do anything?
He slurps up all the money they're collecting and, like, parties and, like, dates random bimbos, but, like, not really. Can't even get, like, a female athlete. And he just is, like, sad. He's the worst.
He's dating a WNBA star. That would be so funny if he started dating a WNBA athlete on the show. This is Lisa Leslie, my new girlfriend.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
If I was producing that show, we would bring in Lisa Leslie to marry Rob.
This is, like, they're not actually like strong dudes, just they love athletes.
They just love they're just all with athletes. She's with Bruce Jenner.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Yeah, and then I don't really like any of them. I mean, Kanye's really the best because Scott's also terrible. He just like he's the worst.
You wouldn't have sex with Scott.
He's the worst.
He like represents everything you hate in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Bruce Jenner though, you like Bruce Jenner?
Yeah,
we just,
yeah, yeah. We talked
you,
in the
yeah,
last one. Yeah,
about in the,
Bruce because he seems
in our 5-star
respectable
Germany
That's
previous
right.
podcast.
He seems respectable and. Yeah, he seems like he would, like, build a good life for you if it wasn't before Chris. And afterwards, yeah, I think any of the national attention. Although, that's the thing is, if you dated Rob or Scott, you couldn't even get famous. You'd just be, like, you'd get in, like, one Glamour or one whatever US Weekly thing. But you wouldn't even be famous. It's very sad. But, yeah. So, Kim has dated a lot of people. Kim has dated... Oh, Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush. One of my personal favorite athletes. I like Miami Reggie Dolphins Bush too. Running back. Cool dude. Awesome dude. I like following him on Twitter.
Yeah, he's all always his stuff was
talking about what kind of things he's doing. I don't know. He seems like a fun... And he also, like, decided to stop putting up with her shit.
Right.
That's, like, the most respectable element of him.
He won the game, right? Because he got to fuck her a lot, but then he escaped and won't live his life with that mess. So Reggie Bush, definitely... Also, you know she dated Nick Cannon for a little bit?
Nick Cannon, the actor?
Yeah. Mariah Carey's husband.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What is this, like, skinny little actor? Like, who is Nick Cannon? Who goes and sees something because Nick Cannon's in it?
I don't know.
Well, I guess they see Mariah Carey and Kim Kardashian, and Nick Cannon's been in that. Right. But, it's probably the most famous thing Nick Cannon's been in.
Oh, definitely.
It's Mariah Carey and Kim Kardashian.
That's pretty good, yeah. I definitely... No,
I trade.
I don't know. Nick Cannon, no. I don't like his stupid attitude, though.
Yeah, but aren't you got to be curious. What about Nick Cannon is crushing Mariah Carey and Kim Kardashian? I feel like you should say yes.
Oh, maybe
you
should say... Yeah, just for that reason.
Just feel like curiosity.
Something's keeping them to stay. Yeah, there's no
I might as well hook up with Chloe... Mm-hmm. Chloe just goes like, what about her got Lamar Odom?
Oh my god, you know,
because he's got enough money, right?
Right.
He's making millions of dollars in the NBA.
Maybe he's wanted to be on TV. Maybe he's like, I gotta become a sportscaster once my knees give out or whatever athletes do. And like, being famous is the way to do that. Like, he'll definitely get to like talk and like analyze games, right? Because of this.
Who wants to hear him analyze games because he dated Khloe Kardashian?
I don't know.
It's not like girls are going to watch sports games because Lamar Odom's.
No, but I just feel like he just makes him more famous in general.
Yeah, I guess it makes him more famous.
But
he's kind of a dope.
Yeah.
I don't even think he really cares that much about basketball.
I feel like all athletes are kind of dopey.
Yeah, but there's like very... No, I don't think that's true. Certainly, some of them are. They've spent most of their time focusing on their sports, but they're geniuses when it comes to their sports.
Right.
Like, there are the ones that are pure physical specimens, which is kind of what Lamar Odom is. He's just pure physical talent, not the smarts. And then there's the athletes that are the talent and the smarts, and then there's the ones that's the smarts without as much of the talent. And the ones that are the smarts and the talent and the smarts are the ones that are good sportscasters. I don't know if Lamar Odom will ever... really amount to that.
Maybe he knew that, and that's why he has to have a famous ass wife to keep him going after his career declines, which is always happening.
Yeah, he's in the decline. He's on the Clippers now, back in LA. Go Clippers. I'm a Heat fan. Yeah, I just lost some more viewers because of that. That's right. From Miami, I like the Heat.
Like, in your mind, we have viewers.
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about? We're like the biggest podcast in Germany right now.
And so Lamar. I don't know. I mean, I guess realistically, if Lamar is willing to fuck Chloe, he's probably willing to fuck me. Talking about, like, I live in LA if I actually ran into any of these people before when they're all single.
And I would say this completely platonically, but you're more attractive than Khloe Kardashian.
I'm also not standing next to Kim Kardashian all the time. This is like hundreds of pictures of me standing next to Kim.
That's true. If you're
standing,
you might be like,
what the fuck is wrong with that disgusting Robin next to Kim? She looks like a fucking
that
weasel.
That giant. She looks like Lamar Odom.
Yeah, that's like the saddest thing. Oh, man.
You could be the WNBA star that the brothers dating.
Oh, my God. Have to talk to them? Ugh. Yeah.
What are you doing, Jack? Are you going to go get your hair done?
I can talk like this. I just deserve more than what I'm getting.
I work so hard, and nobody appreciates me.
It's like, why does my life have to be like that?
It's so unfair. I loved him.
I would never do anything for a publicity stunt.
I do this because I'm passionate about children.
So maybe Lamar seems like he's sweet, but no, he also seems like an idiot. So I think I would do Reggie Bush and...
Kanye West.
Kanye.
And we decided Nick Cannon
just to see like what's keeping just because we're superstars. Curious. Yeah. Like, it's also weird that like, them dating Nick Cannon is just, like, some, like, woman that's, like, the top attorney in New York that makes $2 million a year, like, a firm just, like, dating the guy that sells popsicles outside. Like, oh, I opened a popsicle stand. I'm also an entrepreneur. We're
so
equal.
No to Chris Humphries.
Yeah, definitely not.
And Bruce Jenner is a yes.
Yes.
Bruce Jenner's a yes. All right. Do you feel ready for our Mary Murder?
I do.
All right. I'll go first. I'll ask you first one. So I feel like the three strongest yeses I got from you were Bruce Jenner, Reggie Bush, and Kanye West. Mm-hmm. Mary Murder or fuck.
Okay. So, and we're going with Bruce Jenner at his current age. So in this situation, if I was to marry him, he'd have to get divorced from Chris.
I guess so.
Okay. So it's not like
But you might inherit all that money pretty soon.
Right.
If you're that kind of a girl.
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, I think I'd have the same problems with Reggie as Kim did, which is like location. You know?
Florida? What's wrong with Florida?
I mean, I don't want to move to Florida.
Florida's a nice place, let me just tell you. And if you're the king of South Beach, pretty cool place to be hanging out with LeBron James.
I mean, I guess in any of these situations, I would just give up comedy. I don't really think I'd have to be doing open mics if I was dating Reggie Bush. But, let me think. I think Kanye, it's too tempting. See, there's no one really more powerful than Kanye, and so you gotta marry Kanye. There's no other option.
It's
and
true.
Then in this situation, since all the power would come from him, I guess I would then fuck Reggie just because he's younger and then murder Bruce Jenner.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, no matter what.
Now, what if I switch Bruce Jenner with Nick Cannon? Would you have sex with Nick Cannon out of the curiosity of what Nick Cannon's got going on and kill Reggie? Or still Reggie just because Reggie's a cooler dude?
I think Reggie because I don't really want to piss off Mariah Carey. I love her.
All right, good answer.
Okay, so now, talking for you, Chris Kardashian, the mom, not Humphries. But when she was young, before she even met Mr. Kardashian. So in this situation, Kim Kardashian never exists because you marry her and then whatever happens,
and then
you know.
Kim Kardashian's born slightly balding with way worse genes, a little too curvy.
Well, I'm not Armenian at all. Okay. That's like their big thing, right?
Oh, that's right. Okay. So Chris,
in that situation, or Chloe, or Kim when her career has completely declined, and she's, like, as old as Chris is now.
As old as Chris is now?
Yes, yeah, so like, 50s. And she's really, all she does is, like, bitch, like, chain smoke, and want more than she has. But you can still say
still,
that you fuck
I
her.
Still kind of want to fuck Kim Kardashian. I guess I would marry young Chris and kill myself. That's my answer. If I was married any of them, I would kill myself.
Yeah, it's just gotta be
annoying. Or I would do the world a favor and kill Kim Kardashian. Marry Kris Jenner and just to deal with fucking Khloe.
I really want another Lindbergh baby to happen.
Like, I just feel like Courtney's it's pointless baby. To kill Khloe. Like, what am I really doing?
Yeah, I don't know. You could make the sisters practice their sad faces and give them an excuse to buy lots of black clothes.
Is it horrible that we talk about them? No, they put themselves out there to be talked about
this
way.
They're America's royalty.
They're America's... Oh, God, that is depressing. I hope that changes again soon. They'll be old, too old soon enough.
That's because Kylie and Kendall are going to sneak up.
Damn it.
And then it'll be the
like
baby that's just
born. Harry
warm.
And Henry, aren't they? Harry and George. I don't even know what the royalties family names are. Prince Harry
Kate
and Prince...
Kate and Wills.
Will...
Wills.
William? William.
Yeah,
William,
everybody calls him Wills. All right.
Wills. All right, so...
See you again next week?
Next week, where we'll do something else that we haven't decided yet.
That's right.
thanks for listening.
Bye.